Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, don't we need everything perfect today? You hanging out in the breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
It is currently 15 degrees.
Yep.
But it don't feel like 15 degrees.
Oh, no.
Feels like 7. 28 degree high today. The good news.
What is that?
It looks like the snow has stopped and we will not have any snow all weekend, ideally.
Okay.
Fingers crossed.
All right, we're done.
So, fingers crossed.
Okay.
Fingers crossed. It is a big day today all over Western New York as we prepare for this divisional matchup. Bills, Broncos, 4:30 tomorrow, live right here on 96.5 WCMF.
Yeah.
But we have the entire show to get into that.
Okay.
Let's start the show with what happened at the airport last night.
Yeah, a little shocking.
Did you see this story?
I saw it this morning.
All right, so for those who have not, at the Frederick Douglass Rochester International Airport and Awning Emporium, an American Airlines plane went off the runway last night.
Just a touch.
So the good news is it wasn't coming in, it was leaving.
Oh.
So they say the flight was leaving for Charlotte. The plane went off the ramp toward the runway and slid into the grass. 90 passengers were on board. Nobody was injured. But the passengers then had to deboard the plane and be brought back to the terminal.
In a blizzard.
You got it.
Oh, man.
Okay, so when it comes to the best case scary situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Slowly taxiing and sliding off the runway is the best case scenario.
Oh, sure, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Is that fair?
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll take it.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, that being said, something you just brought up really sucks.
Right.
You have to get off the plane in the middle of a blizzard.
Right.
Right. You then have to get on some, I'm assuming they had like a bus or a tram or something to bring them back, right? They also have to tow the plane out of the grass?
That's what it sounded like.
Well, that plane, I'm guessing, is done for the evening.
I would hope so.
And I'm guessing American may not even have another flight for you that night because it's already in the evening.
Yeah, the airline says that they're flying out this morning, the people on this plane.
So you could be really screwed.
Did I see in the story that it wasn't caused by weather?
But it was terrible weather.
I'm going to read you the statement from American Airlines. Are you ready?
Okay.
Quote, after completing deciding due to the snow and freezing temperatures, American Airlines flight partially left the paved surface of the taxi and runway. Customers are safely returning to the terminal. Where did you see that?
Hold on. Let me find it.
Okay.
Because it sounded like it slid.
Because it sounded like it slid, but then they said it was something to do with the plane.
Oh?
Got to check them brakes.
Well, you got no balancing, right? You didn't get that done during the oil change?
Yeah.
All right. So, best case scenario in a scary situation.
Yeah.
Physical inconvenience for your thing. Could you get on that plane the next day and fly out?
Yeah, I think so.
You wouldn't have a problem with that?
No.
Kimmy, could you?
I mean, I guess I would. I mean,
you gotta go.
If I was already planning on going, I'm probably still going to go. I'm not going to be very comfortable with it, but I'm probably still going
to
go.
She goes to fun
plane.
Stuff. She's always like going out west, Palm Springs, you know, California, L.A., Hollywood, sunset.
Damn it. Sorry. I got too Huey Lewis in the news excited. I jumped on it. All right. Here's what I'm thinking. And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. You know I'm not a good flyer.
No.
If I am on a plane that skids off the runway when we're taking off, in my head, that is the universe telling me, don't fly.
Okay.
That is the universe saving me from whatever is going to happen. I am not getting back on that plane Friday morning.
I mean, that's great thinking if you're just by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But if you got your family, yep. your wife, and yep. you got things going on, yep. your wife wants to get down there, you got vacation, whatever, you're going to go.
Nope, I'm not. I'm telling you
what
right
are you
now.
What going to do?
I'm going to look my wife in the face, and I'm going to say, guess what? We now have a couple of days where we just get to hang around the house. How fun is that going to be? If you want to die in a plane crash, God bless you, I'm staying home.
I always look at the odds of that happening twice are so minuscule.
Oh, no. I'm not worried about us sliding off the runway.
Yeah.
I'm worried about us sliding off the planet.
Oh, one of them slides.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, I mean, am I the only one who's crazy enough to think, like, this is the universe telling me you do not need to get on this plane? We're trying to keep you.
Well, it'd be different, I guess, if I'm getting back on the same plane. That would be I'd be more hesitant to do that.
I don't. No plane.
Like, so, are you done flying? Period. Then for the rest of your life?
Ooh, that's
almost impossible.
Yeah, I might go John Madden. No, John Madden made it just fine.
Madden was a bazillionaire, and they catered to his every whim.
Well,
turkey.
I'm a special boy too. I can't have turkey.
Oh, you
in
are
giant
a special
bus.
Boy. Ain't no doubt about that. We got a special bus for you.
So we got Instagram messages coming in. Duffy at WCMF. Easiest way to get us. Hayden writes us.
Hayden.
My parents were on that flight. They missed their connecting flight. They made it to Charlotte, but they were headed to Jamaica on a work trip.
On a work trip.
A work trip.
Work trip to Jamaica.
Where do they work?
Kimmy's right.
I guess the passengers were told it was a malfunction, but I don't know what that means.
So Billy writes us. I don't know why he's saying Kimmy's right. It's just Billy. Yeah. I don't know what Billy knows on Instagram, but he says the pilot took too wide of a turn and ended up in the grass. That's an even bigger reason why I'm not flying the next day.
Yeah, pilot error bothers me. Weather, I understand.
All right.
But you didn't steer it right?
All right, so let me ask you this question. All right. You're on this plane last night. It skids off the runway. And you find out it was the pilot. The pilot comes out and he goes, guys, I'm going to be honest with you. You see his face. You see him talking.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, listen, I took too wide a turn. I don't know what I was thinking there. Hey, we all make mistakes, right, guys?
It's true.
All right. So we'll rebook you for tomorrow. And you get back at the airport tomorrow morning. And he comes up to you. Hey, good to see you again. Let's get on this flight. You comfortable?
That one may be a little bit. I may not want to fly with Captain Crunch.
Would it keep you from boarding the plane
no,
when you're already?
I would still go.
You're an idiot.
I got to go, man.
You don't have to do anything.
I like going on vacation. I like traveling. So, like, I want to go.
No, everybody likes
You hate leaving your house.
I hate flying.
No, you hate leaving your house.
I hate leaving my house.
Which is weird because you've traveled like I did for years out of your car like I did.
Yeah.
Like, to get in a like, the years we traveled in a car, and it sucked. We were semi-homeless bums.
Mm-hmm.
We were, I don't know, we were like truckers. We were hauling anything but sadness. And like, to get in a plane now and then be someplace
like
in 2 hours where before would have taken me 3 days and I had no money.
No, but see, here's the thing. That's such a lie. What you described is such plain propaganda from big airline.
Okay. Plain propaganda. I'll take it.
I'll give you an example. Yeah. Today, after the show, I have to get in a car and I have to drive to Boston because my oldest has a hockey tournament this weekend, right? And my wife started with the whole let's fly to Boston a couple of months ago.
Can you get it direct?
I think
you can.
We didn't make it that far.
Yeah.
All right, but let's say there was. If there's a direct flight to Boston, right, we have to get to the airport an hour ahead of time.
Yeah.
Right? Then we have to check in.
Yeah.
Then we have to make sure, hope there are no delays.
Yeah.
Then we have to fly to Logan, which is what, 3 hours?
But you're right downtown.
No.
3 hours?
The air it's literally like 40 minutes.
No, but we're taking the
If you're in a plane in 3 hours, you're in the ocean.
We're taking the long way. Okay, let's say it's an hour. Let's go with an hour. Let's go with an hour to Boston.
Lusitania.
All right, so now then we got to get to Logan. We're going to land. It takes another 45 minutes from when the tires are down to get to your bags. And you get your bags. Now I got to get a cab.
By the way, you pack an overhead.
I know.
And you walk out there. You're only going for 2 days.
My daughter has hockey gear.
Let her deal with it.
Yeah, okay. We're just
going to get your own over, kid.
I would love for you to have to sit next to
Welcome to the NHL, kid.
Yeah. Why don't you sit next to a hockey bag in a plane cabin? Everyone would die. The point I'm making is it's 5.5 hours door to door to where we're going tonight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. By the time you factor in,
you're not going to convince me. This is everybody who hates
it's
flying.
It's 5.5 hours either way.
But who wants to sit in this weather and drive?
I know.
I don't have.
Yeah, because if you're driving this time of year, you don't know what kind of traffic you're going to hit.
Oh yeah, you hit Boston at rush hour. You're not getting there till Tuesday.
I'm going into the city. I'm not coming out of the city. I'm fine, man. We're going to Framingham. I'll be fine. I ain't flying.
Are you going to Framingham?
Framingham.
Good luck.
What does that even mean?
It's a tough run. Rochester to Framingham?
It's right off the 90.
Yeah.
Like my hotel, literally, I think if I opened the door while driving, I could hit my room if I jumped off of the highway.
Really blew the budget, huh?
252 WCMF. It's a play and stay hotel. Total scam for all you travel parents.
Yeah. What does that mean?
You ready for this?
Oh, I see what you're saying. I thought you meant like it had like kids' activities.
No. A quick sidebar just because it came up. When it comes to youth hockey sports, There are almost every tournament now. You are forced to stay in the hotel.
The team hotel.
Yes, a certain hotel.
I didn't know that the sports were so goddamn evil.
Yes.
Like, with your money.
So, like, for example, we're staying in a Sheraton. Nice hotel. That Sheraton would normally be, like, you know, $150 a night.
Yeah.
It's not that this weekend.
So they jack it all up?
Because we're forced to stay there. And I am under the sneaking suspicion that because these hotels are picked by the tournaments.
Oh, you know it,
they're
baby.
Getting a kickback on
they
it.
Are.
It is such a scam.
Yeah.
It is such a scam. I hate it so much.
I don't know how you guys do it.
You got to do it.
It's like paying for college.
Yes.
Every
yeah,
year.
I know.
And your kid ain't in college.
252 WCMF. Going back to the story here, a plane last night skidded off the runway. Well, went off the runway. I guess skidded's the wrong way.
Off the runway.
Yeah. Well, he took too wide
seen,
a turn.
Yeah,
took
a big couple UAE. Different versions. Yeah.
He was doing a K-turn and just screwed it up. So again, those people apparently had to book flights this morning. Carrie Ann writes us on Instagram.
Yeah.
Duffy and WCMF. The truest test on how serious you'd be to rebook, what if the Bills were headed to the Super Bowl?
Oh, you're going, man. You got to go.
Yeah, going.
If the plane went off the runway?
You're taking the pilot, too. Captain Wrong Way.
I'd rather take my Honda pilot than that pilot. All right, let's say we're flying out on a Thursday night.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, and it is a Super Bowl weekend.
Yeah.
And the Bills are playing in San Francisco on Sunday.
Yeah. You're not driving.
Kimmy, can you map quest how long Rochester
It's 3,000 miles.
Days.
Show me Rochester to San Jose.
So you're going to take I-90 all the way across the country.
Yeah, nice cross-country trip.
Yep.
I could get 17 hours a day in driving.
Oh, God. I would be a zombie. I wouldn't have a back lift. I would have spina bifida getting out of that car.
You know, first of all, you already have spina bifida. What's
I don't need worse spina bifida.
What?
Double West Coast spina bifida.
It's spina bifida. No, I think I'd try and drive it.
Like, once I get to the airport, I get into that flying groove, man. I have a cocktail.
Flying groove?
Okay. I'm telling you, it's a groove,
man. Back in the flying groove.
It's so comfortable.
This is if you drive all the way through, no delays.
Okay.
You're just, you know, you just keep going.
Yeah.
40 hours and 15 minutes.
Great. Right. That's straight-ass driving?
That's just straight driving.
You ain't taking a whiz or a pump for gas.
All right, well, let's think here. If I leave Friday at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Put in 12 hours. It's 5 o'clock at night. Stop. Put in another 12 hours.
Yeah.
Right. You're still way short. Yeah.
I know. I'd be pulling in right at kickoff if I went all the way.
So you
through.
Would have to go.
I can make it.
You'd have to go. You and your wife would have to alternate the wheel.
Oh, good call. Yeah. I didn't even think about that.
And maybe even your daughter gets some practice.
I love how you think my wife's coming to the Super Bowl with me. Like, that's not a solo trip.
I would take her just for as a, you know, as a wheel person.
As a chauffeur.
It's another $7,000.
By the way, I would let, if your daughter's 15.
Yeah.
Let her go. Learn a little bit of driving in the
sure
west.
Sure, you sleep through that,
bro. Once you hit like the west, there's
no pretty
driving.
Flat.
Kimmy,
and straight.
Let the kid go for a couple hours.
Kimmy, once you hit like the west,
that middle part.
Out there, bro. Like, Nebraska, come on.
We're talking about would you get back on the plane if there was an accident? Dan writes us back in 2017. Boarded a plane from Texas back to Rochester. Had a 2-hour delay due to a quote mechanical issue. They never specified the issue, but after about 2 hours, they said they couldn't resolve it, but that it wasn't an integral part of the plane's functionality, and we were cleared to fly. I was seriously considering getting off. I was very uneasy.
Oh.
Yeah, I ain't going.
I told you when I had to do that emergency landing in Montreal.
Yeah.
And then we had to go back in, declare, blah, 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 customs, and then we didn't fly out till 5 o'clock, but I had to get home. What was I going to do?
You pick another plane. What are you going to do?
What do you mean?
I'm not. Bro, you get one.
I took the same airline. It was U.S. Air at the time, which everybody called U.S. Scare because they had so many accidents.
Even more of a reason not to get on that plane.
But still, man. And it was the funniest thing was the pilot was like Mr. Smooth because he knew like we were coming from that other busted-ass plane.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, you know, relax. We got you, man. Everything's going to be fine. Smooth sail. He like calmed you down.
And then how did it end?
I was never heard from again.
Yeah, we should be so lucky.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You buy organic. You read ingredient labels. You care about what goes into your body. So why not think about birth control the same way? Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared birth control app that's 100% hormone-free. It's based on science and uses your body temperature to identify which days you can and cannot get pregnant. No synthetic hormones, no side effects, just science you can trust. Save 15% with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
30 years in this person's past?
Yeah.
This makes perfect sense. I mean, it's not great, but it's understandable.
Okay.
There are lots of people who have seen this happen right in front of their face. But again, we have a story where age, accusation, and situation don't really line up.
All right.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF. We have Tommy.
What's that?
Another one of our famous break room one-line stories.
What happened?
This comes to us from Batavia. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Quote. A 53-year-old woman was charged with several crimes, including criminal mischief and making graffiti. After police say...
Making graffiti. It's like a weird way to put it.
Yes. Well, I mean, it's pretty on the nose giving. After police say she spray-painted a residence and two cars on State Street.
Wait, she did it to somebody's house.
House and two cars.
Seems like a specific person or group of people.
What a dick move, man. Cars...
That is every bit of information we have about this story. We don't know what she allegedly wrote.
Yeah.
We don't know whose house it was. We don't know what this woman's relationship to this person could have been.
Right.
So we know 53-year-old woman accused of spray painting a house and two cars at a residence on State Street. Tommy, your first thought as to why she would do this?
Somebody got cheated on.
Are they messing?
They
always
are
messing.
Total Batavia messing. That was some country-ass messing.
Kimmy? Well,
I don't think she was making art, put it that way.
How do you know?
Well, sometimes the C word
I'm
can
gonna
be
say,
art.
I'm going to say, like, maybe it's not messing
you know, the C word
or cheating.
Was in there.
Why would she call him a C word?
No.
What?
Could be her. You better lay off my man. You're about to go to Fist City. Because when my man picks up trash, he puts it in a can. So you're about to go to Fist City.
What you were saying?
I mean, this definitely sounds like somebody who was wronged and seeking revenge.
You know it, man.
I'm not saying though it's necessarily cheating, but this person had some beef with whoever owns this house or car.
I'm guessing the full message was played out on those two cars in that house.
Oh, that's why they needed all that space to fully write all the words.
That's how bad it got.
All right, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Could there be another reason a woman in her 50s would allegedly spray paint a house and two cars other than they messing?
I can't imagine what I mean, especially at that age.
Well, no, you're right.
Could be something involving, we don't know if she's a mom, could be a kid situation.
She's a mom.
Look, she's a mother.
Like, I'm just thinking of something that would drive an individual to like really go at somebody like that, and it would have to be like something so personal.
All right, well, I mean, to your point a second ago, it is mind-blowing that a woman of that age would be caught
doing
something like this, because it's a shoe on the other foot crime. And what I mean by that is if a 53-year-old woman found out that her 22-year-old daughter had spray painted her boyfriend's car, it's not great. But it's logical.
Yeah.
Right? Young people, emotional, still working through the ways
they
of
love. They
act
a fool.
Yes. Everybody, if you have not been a victim of...
vandalism.
Thank you. That's what I'm looking for. Vandalism. Yeah. Or know someone that has been a victim of vandalism due to love. Like, everybody has that.
Yeah.
There is no excuse, if the allegations are true, for something like this at 53 years old. Unless people would still be willing to give someone of that age a pass if it were a romantic situation where they were burned. Would you?
No. It's so stupid.
All right, let me ask you a question.
It's such a dick move, man.
Well, yeah, it's a dick move on purpose.
I get it, but like...
It's an intentional dick
move.
I know. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Let's say, I mean, my wife's not in her 50s, but, you know, we're grown-ass adults.
Yeah.
Let's say you find out I was cheating on my wife all over town. There's women
all
over the place. And my wife finds out, and she spray paints my Honda Pilot with a couple of C-words on it. Would you think my wife was in the wrong?
No, I would so enjoy that.
Okay, no, I'm not asking
you
to enjoy
it. That would be so entertaining.
I'm not asking.
I would pull up a lounge chair and watch her do it.
Hey, you missed a spot.
So, yes, obviously.
No.
I would think your wife became unhinged. Absolutely.
Oh, so if Kimmy's husband was not actually fighting fires, but, well, he was using his hose for a different situation, and Kimmy freaked out finding out there were four women he was cheating with and spray painted his car, you would say Kimmy was wrong in that situation.
Unhinged, I think, is how you put it.
I would be so out of character.
No, that's not what
I'm
asking.
But I would think, like, the more out of character it is for that person, the more I'm like, wow, they were really wrong.
I would find that disturbing.
Really?
Yeah.
Kimmy's husband lies to her.
I mean, I get why what he did. Yeah, I understand. Yeah.
You want to try that joke from yesterday again?
Why don't you make a sandwich with meat on it? How about that? High five, everybody. It's from a distance. A sandwich
Jesus,
sucks.
That joke never dies.
All of your jokes suck. Hard.
But that, wouldn't that disturb you if she did that?
No. I mean,
even if she got disturbed. Yeah, because I don't see her acting like
that. But I think that's
why. She's so measured.
It's not less disturbing, but I want to find out more information before I make a judgment. Because if it's like one of my friends who I just would never in a million years see doing something like that, I would be like, wow, something really terrible happened to that person.
I would be afraid of her.
Afraid of Kimmy?
Yes, because I didn't know she had that in her.
But she didn't physically assault anybody.
No, right, but it's a really bad decision.
252 WCMF. Again, we're talking about this 53-year-old woman from Batavia. It's one of our famous break room one-line stories. She is charged with several crimes, including criminal mischief and making graffiti. After police say she spray painted a residence and two cars on the street, that is all the information we have about this story. And again, a 53-year-old woman doing this compared to a 22-year-old woman doing this, completely different stories. All right, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Tommy, you're single again.
Yeah.
All right. You are seeing a woman.
Mm-hmm.
You're going on a third date, and you decide, maybe I'll Google her, see what comes up.
Yeah.
This story comes up. She spray painted a house and two cars. Her name, you know it's her.
Mm-hmm.
Are you walking away from that?
Probably, yeah.
So you're done with it?
Yeah.
Really? Not the smartest move if you know she's got spray painting cars in her.
Well, I mean, I might ease out slowly.
Oh, I would love to see what your ease out slowly looks like. Man who was almost run down by a woman in a car who then proceeded to have sex with her hours later.
It's a different day and age. It was South Florida. The rules were different in Tampa.
Same rules. Same exact rules.
All right.
Let me ask you this question, smart guy.
Go ahead.
Because you're judging this woman harshly.
Oh, totally.
Assuming that this was a romantic situation gone wrong.
So it was messing. Yeah.
All right. Let's say you're driving down Jefferson Road.
Yeah.
And you look to your left, and there's a dude in a white Dodge Neon. And on the side of the Dodge Neon in red spray paint, big ass cheater written.
All right.
Are you judging him first, or are you judging the person that sprayed that car first?
Ooh.
I'm probably going to make fun of him first.
That's not what I'm asking.
No,
I said, are you judging?
Oh, I'm judging. Who am I judging? The painter.
Lies.
Do you think he's a cheater?
Oh, probably, yeah. He's a guy. He's in a Dodge Neon.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Well, no, bro.
Oh.
Dudes in Dodge Neons get the most tail. I don't know if
you know
this.
That,
at least that's how it was when I was in high school.
Yeah. Yeah, he cheated.
Okay, but she's in the wrong.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, you shouldn't vandalize.
You shouldn't cheat.
Take care of your man.
Take care of your neon. Take care of your man. Shut up. You've sat here and said men can love their wives and cheat on them.
Yes, they can.
No, they can't.
Yes, they can.
No.
I've seen it.
No, you haven't seen it.
I've seen the experiment.
You don't know what love is, Forrest Gump. Oh, you got a Gump-esque jacket on this morning, too. You would 100% be judging the man in the cheating car before the woman who spray painted cheated.
You think why would I judge him?
Because, man, he did something he was messing so bad. Now he's got to drive cheater car all up and down Jefferson.
Well, I mean, he looks trash for sure. You know, but, you messed on trash. Never mess with trash.
Never mess on trash.
Put it in the can.
252 WCMF. Do we want to take this? All right. Andre's on CMF. Hey, Andre, how are you, buddy?
Hey, good. How you doing today, sir?
Good, brother. What do you got?
Hey, so me and my buddy Jake, every day we listen to your show, and I turned it on randomly this morning, and you guys are talking about my mom spray painting the cars and the houses.
Wait, this is your mom?
Yeah, man.
What? Okay, what happened, Andre?
She is kind of in a loony. She's like a loony bin. She needs like help, but okay. Nobody wants to help her.
Okay, all right, I understand. So you were wrong, Tommy. It wasn't a messing situation.
Well, hold on.
No, she's like hears these voices in the atmosphere, and so she randomly attacks people. Like, these were our neighbors across the street.
Oh, all right, that's too bad. All right, well, Andre, have you seen her since? How's she doing right now?
Yeah, she's doing better. I mean, she's not spray painting houses anymore.
All right, well, that's good. All you got right, that okay. going for you.
You got a good attitude.
All right, well, Andre.
Yeah, hey, you can't be mad in this world anymore. Life's too short.
Hey, that's good.
Great attitude to have
you. There you go, buddy. There you go. Hey, by the way, for Christmas, avoid any gift cards to Lowe's or Home Depot for your mom, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. No more spray paint. No any of that.
Andre, send our best, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Absolutely. Have a great day. Thank you for accepting me, man.
Bye. Hey, we accept everybody here, Andre. Thank you.
Okay.
You feel dumb now? I told you. Wasn't necessarily messing.
Yeah.
Might have been a touch of schizophrenia.
Okay. All right. I'm...
You what?
I was wrong.
You feel, it sounds like you're almost disappointed. Kind of. Why are you disappointed?
Well, the better story would have been she messing.
No, I mean, I think this
or
is
they messing.
The more unique story. At least this one, yeah. You know, it's not a conscious decision made by somebody.
No, I mean, she's struggling.
Well, according to her son.
Yeah.
If that is her son. I don't know why we just accepted that.
He kind of sounded like, for some reason, I believed him based on his... attitude in the, you know what I mean? There wasn't a joke there.
No, you're right. You're right. Good attitude. We will take, oh my God. All right, we're going to take one more call before we move on. 252 WCMF. Mike's got the last word. Hey, Mikey, how are you, buddy?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, bud.
So, a while back, we moved into a new apartment complex, my wife and I. And we had only been there about a month. And then a month in, we were out of town and we get a call from my mother-in-law and she's like, Your wife's car, they just, they got vandalized. We're like, what's going on? We get back. What had happened is a guy in another building was cheating on his girl, and they set his truck on fire. They smashed out the window, poured gasoline in his truck, lit that on fire. Then I guess the girl he was cheating on drove the same car that my wife did. Honda. So she thought it was her car.
Oh, no.
She had smashed out the back window, and I guess it was right. It was parked right on 441. So we think she got spooked because she threw the gas can in the woods and then must have run off. So she was gonna burn down both cars, and we had no idea what was going on. And then we put it together. And the guy wouldn't blow in the girl, so nothing ever. She never got arrested.
Wait, by the way, that's one rough ass apartment complex.
It was in Penfield. It wasn't even that bad.
Damn.
Well, was it till you moved in? Here comes the neighborhood.
Penfield, yeah, exactly. Pyro.
So, Mike, did you have to pay for all this out of pocket then?
The deductible, so like $500 to get the new glass and clean up her car.
God
damn.
Because they wouldn't make it. The guy wouldn't give a name, so they didn't have anything to go off of.
Right.
But I wouldn't give out her name either. I'd be terrified of her.
Yeah, no,
that's a good point. Good
you
point.
Ain't kidding.
Mike, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Yep.
All right, well, those are the two best calls we're going to take. All
yeah,
time.
I think so.
Yeah, everyone stop trying.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Just got engaged? Wedding on the way? Big life moments are the perfect time to think about what comes next, including your long-term fertility journey. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared birth control and fertility app that works with your body, using your daily temperature to pinpoint your fertile window. You can use Natural Cycles to prevent pregnancy now. And when you're ready, switch to Natural Cycles Plan Pregnancy, the app experience that helps you get pregnant faster. Save 15% with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Success is a subjective word.
Oh.
For example, in the NFL, the Carolina Panthers finished the season a game over 500. They made the playoffs, went down to the last second with the Rams, but they lost in the opening round.
Yeah.
Their season is over. But it was a massive success.
Sure.
So logically, that means no matter what happens with the Bills tomorrow, it's been a successful season, right? Right? You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Bills, Broncos, tomorrow, 4:30, live right here on 96.5 WCMF. If you want to watch the game.
Yeah, what do you do?
Why don't you do it with the world's biggest, littlest Bills fan? Tommy Mulay will be live at the Bill Gray's Tap Room in Chi-Ally. Delicious food, fantastic drink, and jackets. Go hang out with Tommy at the Bill Gray's Tap Room in Chi-Ally on CMF. And as the Bills head to Denver, we see a Broncos team that is all kinds of weird. They have a great record. In fact, the best record in the AFC. But they've played, Kimmy, a lot of close games against really bad teams.
Okay.
Yeah. To be honest, like, you can make that same argument about the Bills in some cases. You know what I mean? Like, they win close games. And it's sometimes, like, in the last few minutes.
Yeah, but see, the Bills play close games with good teams.
Yeah.
This Denver Broncos
team.
Yes
and no.
What I'm getting at is
The Broncos in New England had the two easiest schedules.
Not only this season, but historically in the NFL. And this Denver team just got the doors blown off them at home by a Jacksonville team we just beat in their own house.
Yeah.
So it's another week of not knowing how good a team is with a good
Hard
record.
To tell.
Exactly. For most franchises, there is no shame in winning a playoff game, going on the road to play the best record in your conference, and having your season end there.
Yeah.
Right? Especially when you're the sixth seed, which the Bills are this year. But Tommy, it feels like for this Bills team, fans won't feel that's the case.
No, of course not.
All right, I want you guys to finish this sentence for me, and I want you to start.
Okay.
Tommy, you ready?
Yeah.
The Bills' 2025-2026 season will be a success when?
They get to the Super Bowl.
So for you, it is not a successful season unless they are in San Francisco participating.
Now. Okay.
So if they win this week and lose in the AFC Championship game, not a success?
No, because you got to the same spot again and lost.
So last year wasn't a success?
Not really. Ooh. I mean, you are now squandering the best quarterback in the league.
Okay.
And time's running out on that kid.
Okay. You're going to be that guy now?
I don't know. People keep saying that.
I mean, you're getting older, and he's getting – in my way, this year, he's getting banged up bad. Mm-hmm. Like, I've never seen him, like, limping.
That does make me nervous.
Yeah, and he's getting older. So, you know, you can't think this kid's going to do this forever.
All right, Kimmy, finish this sentence. The 2025-2026 Bill season will be a success when –
I think it already has been.
Okay.
Because in my opinion, like, they've already exceeded. This is not the best Bills team we've seen in the last few years. Like, they have had better, more dominant teams. And I think, like, they have made it work with what they have. But this isn't a team, in my opinion, that, yes, like, the other traditionally good teams are out of it. But I also think the Bills are, they're playing with spare parts.
Thoughts?
There have been guys on this team that you would have never heard of before the season started.
Oh, no, there are guys that are going to start or be playing receiver this weekend that you legitimately have never heard of before.
I just think, like, if they can keep it going, it's, for me, they've already exceeded expectations.
Okay. So here's the thing. Outside of the injuries, which Kenny's 100% right about, this roster is flawed, right? Past the devastated by injuries, are you asking too much of a team in this situation to make it to the Super Bowl?
Probably.
Thomas? But you don't care.
No.
Yeah, I want a Super Bowl, and I want it
now. You're this close, man, and you've got the best quarterback. Finish it.
You're still 2 wins away. That's a lot of wins in the NFL.
I get it. But
a lot of wins when
somebody's
going to
win 2 games in a row and go. Why not you?
Oh, there's that motivation we need.
And you got the guy. The only reason you're here is because of the kid. That's it.
Okay. Are talking about our baby boy, Josh Allen.
Him and Cook.
Well, to your point, we as Bills fans have completely bought into the idea that when you have Josh Allen, anything is possible. You expect to win every game you walk into. And Vegas agrees because the Bills have been favored in almost every game they've played this season. Right? In fact, none of the sports books even agree on this game on Sunday. There are some sports books that have the Bills point-and-a-half favorites. There are other sports books that have the Broncos as point-and-a-half favorites. And that almost never happens.
Okay.
They're normally in lockstep, right? But that is a double-edged sword. I know it feels like Josh Allen is Superman, but it does feel like the skills he has and the way he plays till he's got nothing left.
Right.
Right? Puts unfair expectations on him.
Oh, absolutely.
And everyone else associated with this franchise. Because you can't just will your way to a victory every week.
Yeah.
Doesn't work like that.
It can bite you in the ass, for sure.
But it's not even biting you in the ass. Every guy that plays in the NFL is giving it everything he has. Yeah. It's just when Josh does it, it looks so much better than everybody else. And don't get me wrong. I want to be clear. This is not me saying we should be happy if the Bills don't come out with a win on Saturday. And personally, I don't believe the season ends tomorrow. The Bills have a lot of things going for them in this game. You ready for this?
What's that?
Tommy, this season, Broncos quarterback Bo Nixon, as you put it this morning, has been just an average QB.
Mm.
Their run game is also average. It's ranked 16th in the NFL. This may be the worst statistical offense the Bills will see in the playoffs. And that showed last season when in the wildcard round, Denver only managed to score 7 points against a Bills defense that was also massively flawed. This Broncos team wins with defense. Tommy, they've allowed the second fewest total yards per game on average.
But they ain't playing nobody.
They've allowed the fewest touchdowns in the NFL all season.
Mm-hmm.
They make their money in their rush defense. Last week against Jacksonville, we saw the best rush defense in the NFL. This Saturday, we see the second. But like you just said,
they ain't playing nobody. They're soft boys.
Okay, but Jacksonville didn't play nobody last week, and they held James Cook to the lowest rushing total of his season. Kimmy, do we expect another quiet game from James Cook on Sunday? Saturday, excuse me.
I think they're going to try it. I think like that's been their go-to all season on offense. But if it's not working, it's going to be the Josh game again.
All right, so let's break down that. Tommy, if you are the offensive coordinator for the Buffalo Bills, they fire Joe Brady. They go, we need a man in a shacket, and we need him now. Are you putting this on the shoulders of Josh Allen from moment one, or are you trying to make this a James Cook game on Saturday?
How does Cook run in? Where is he from? Does he play it out much in...
He played college in Georgia. I don't know where he's from.
So I don't know has he got the lungs for the high altitude?
All right, can we talk about this for a second? Yeah. This is starting to annoy me. Right. All week.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, lungs, altitude. Da, da, da. You realize that sports science has completely
neutralized. Yeah, I just figure they account for this. I know they're on a short week, but
those guys don't run.
Okay.
That kid runs. I want to know how that kid does. I don't care what the analysts think.
If that was a real thing, the lungs and the...
Yeah.
Every Denver team would win a championship every single year.
Well, they used to win a lot. Elway was pretty good.
The Broncos, what? Yeah, that was 98.
Yeah. Well, the air was different back then.
I mean, look, I don't know.
Right, unleaded gasoline was still being burned.
I'm just saying, if that was a real thing, we would see the Broncos dominating every single season.
Well, I think it is a real thing, but I think teams are very prepared for it. You know what I mean? Like, I think that is a factor when you go there and there are professional athletes like in the Olympics that train there for that reason. Like, it will affect you. But I just think that teams like now, to your point, like that's all they prepare for the week leading up to it.
So what's your question?
It's not going to be a surprise.
Is this a Cook game or a Josh Allen game out of the gate for you?
I'm hoping it's a Josh Allen game.
Why?
Because it's way more exciting.
Oh, no, I'm talking about a win. I don't care.
I want to see him win. I want to see him win with the kids. Look, you're paying this kid $250 million. Win with that kid.
You just said he's
prove
been,
his value.
It's been proven.
Prove your value.
You just
do
said.
Do your job.
You literally,
I'm paying your salary.
You literally just said, I'm watching him get his ass kicked every week. Wouldn't you try to win with Cook up front? Mm. Give him the ability to like breathe for a little while?
Right. I think they're going to see what he can do.
In air, you say so?
How about that line protects his ass?
They have been. They're one of the best offensive lines in the NFL.
Now, he was getting
they literally
his head
shoved Josh like 12 yards.
I know. They did good. They did good.
Osiris Torrance, Bill's guard, almost scored a touchdown because he picked him up. That should have been Osiris Torrance's touchdown. If you're carrying a man who's carrying the ball, that should be your touchdown.
All right, so I'm going for a Josh Allen show.
Okay. Yeah. Kimmy, you're trying to win with Cook up front.
Oh, I think, yeah. I mean, I think you're going to see, you know, just how good this – you're going to test the Denver defense up front, see, you know, if they really are what everybody says they're going to be.
Okay. So the good news here
– what's the good news?
If there is one thing that Sean McDermott does well, he remembers.
Okay.
When he sees a team, with the exception of one specific squad who is not in the playoffs right now, they rarely beat him again. The Bills played this Broncos team 12 months ago. This Broncos team, with the exception of one really good defensive player that didn't play last year, they're not all that different than they were a year ago. And the way this Bills passing defense has been playing, they should be able to confuse the hell out of Bo Nix tomorrow.
All right.
The Broncos are also extremely average in the run game. Like I told you, they're 16th in the NFL as a team. Their leading rusher had just under 800 yards total on the season. Mm. The Bills' biggest weakness is stopping the run. But the Bills' D should be able to bottle that up and not have to commit to it. The question now becomes,
what's the question?
With the wide receiver core the way that it is, what are you going to do? Because as we sit here now, the Buffalo Bills have three wide receivers on their active roster. The only guys that can go right now on Sunday are Keon Coleman, Khalil Shakir, and Brandon Cooks, who's only been here 5 weeks.
Right.
So they're going to activate Curtis Samuel off of IR. So there's your fourth, but he hasn't been playing great. And there's going to be a fifth wide receiver, whether it's Mecole Hardman, the former Kansas City Chief. I believe, Kimmy, it'll most likely be the big body guy, Christian Wilkerson, who was here in the preseason.
Give him a chance?
Yes. I mean, with Josh Allen taking a beating against the Jags, as you brought up, with this wide receiver core being the way that it is right now, the only question is can the Bills put enough points on the board with what they have and limit mistakes to get out a mile high with a win? Because this is a by any means necessary game.
Yeah, you got to throw it all out there, right?
It could come down to who makes more mistakes.
And, you know, the good thing about that, if you go look statistically, the Broncos don't turn the, or they do not take the ball away. Mm. They're the lowest turnover team in the NFL.
They don't get after it.
No,
right.
They don't.
It's all good.
All right.
Ooh, what a show we're going to see.
By the way, you're welcome for all the information because you knew nothing about the Broncos with your picks.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
You called the quarterback Bo Nixon.
Yeah.
And said he played at Alabama.
Dick. Tricky Dick from Alabama.
Tricky Dick.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent.
I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.